Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, B-Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know this is Wednesday, and every Wednesday we come out to Commanders Park, and we get a chance to listen to our head coach, Dan Quinn. Let's go out and take a listen.
All right, good to see everybody. How you doing? Well, I thought for us, a really cool week to be back in the division. And in the NFC East, Philadelphia has been the heavy hitters so far this season in the division. So a great challenge for us, and we're pumped to be able to get them back here at home. Fans and get rocking. So all that said, let's get it cooking.
So you guys open the window on John Allen. What does his possible return mean?
Yeah, well, first I think it's like a remarkable part of the rehab, John, for him to go through it. There's a lengthy protocol in the return to make sure, you know, we don't miss a step along the way. For us, you've heard us say protecting the team, that's the player too. So we did that with Marshawn, and he's really worked hard, you know, to get ready into this space. So we'll just kind of take it practice as we're going, but he'll be back, you know, in with the team today and going through it.
Where have you seen the progression with Jaden even in the last few weeks? I'm sure you're going to see it continue throughout the year, but is there anything that really jumps out to you?
Sliding. I'm just got to have some fun some days, John. It was a big topic week one, if you guys don't forget. I mean, there was a lot of talk. Whole nother discussion. Here's what I would say, John. One of the things that we've worked really hard on is remaining a passer inside of the pocket. You know, when I do, he's got legs to move. And so for him, of remaining a passer longer, the guys, you know, stay in coverage longer, the receivers down the field working. So I think that part of the game, there's been improvement, and I would say we're still progressing in that spot. He came in with a really rock-solid background, so for me it's the things that don't show up on the stat sheet. It's checking to the right play. It's getting to the right protection. It's taking care of the football with great decisions. So for us to be, I don't know, maybe we're plus four or plus five, you know, sitting at this part of the year with a you know, quarterback who hasn't done it before. I think that says a lot to, you know, his ability to make good decisions. And I don't want to call it underrated, but it's a big deal.
Dan, you mentioned the other day when you chose to go for the 54-yard kick at the end of by the numbers, that made sense there. I'm always curious, like, what's the line for you with the numbers? Here's what we're going to do versus context. In this case, I just a new kicker. Yeah. But whatever the decision is, what's for you that line of the numbers versus context?
Yeah, the, you know, through the pregame and to make sure, you know, how they're striking the ball, how that's going. So that kind of part of it too, Ben, to say, you know, we feel comfortable and honestly, the player feels comfortable at this line to go. So that's really what I lean in on a gut instincts. Inside, it's always a little better, you know, because you're, you know, not dealing with other factors that could go with it. But it does have, it, you're right, it brings up more context to it. And as I'm starting to learn them more, I'm also, you know, asking, looking, watching, you know, what do I see, what do I hear out at practice? And so those are the things that I look, you know, for. And fortunately for us, you know, it's windy as hell sometimes here at practice. And so we get to be in those moments and those conditions. So we do make it challenging, but there's nothing like the live game at it.
And to stay with that notion of context, you know, we talked the other day about Jaden or the sacks and where Jaden maybe needs some things. Doesn't have a starting center. You guys are missing a bunch of playmakers. Is that like another notion of like, okay, you may think you can do these things normally and you can, but you don't have these pieces. Maybe consider that when you're making those decisions in the pocket.
I don't think you have to consider the like you're not calling specific plays, you know, with certain players. So it's not like, hey, these are out. We just do everything exactly the same. So you definitely feature people in different ways. So I think in that instance, Ben, it was probably more coincidental than not. I can't tell you that the same results wouldn't have happened if we had, you know, a couple other players there. What I can say is that you're always adjusting and seeing what to do. And at the end of the line, like way too many for us in the game. That's the name of it. So easy to pick back at certain things, but at the end of it, just the number was too high. I wouldn't necessarily put it on a specific person not being available.
Dan, to watch what happened to Ertz and to Chin in the game the other day, we know they'll be in the protocol, they're going through a process, but how difficult is it to see a teammate go down like that and then, you know, frankly, just have to respond to the whistle and play the next play after you've been kneeling wondering what's going on?
Yeah, for sure. It's it is a challenge, and it's especially difficult. You know, both teams were right there in the game, and so at that point, the focus is on the player, and being able to get into the next space, that does take mental training to go on to, you know, the next thing, because you don't want to be callous to say, oh, this next man up or that. That's not what we say at all, but you do have to shift back into, you know, the mode of the game and responsibilities and that. As a coach, the good news that you know when you're seeing a player getting up and walking off that they're with the best of the best in terms from the medical side. And I have certainly been impressed over the weeks of when I've seen people respond in action here. I saw it firsthand with Austin to the field. I saw it firsthand with Noah, where it wasn't the wind knocked out. It wasn't, and you had to dig layers down to find that he had a significant injury. And so that, as a coach, you know, you have a lot of faith and trust knowing that, hey man, these people in the crisis, in the moment when they respond, I always have a lot of respect for that part of it, because that's the same pressure filled respond quickly that in that profession is really critical. And I was certainly been impressed, you know, with our team.
And with some of these injuries at key positions, what's impressed you about the depth of this football team, especially playing some meaningful games here in December?
You know, going into it, you want to have a big, deep crew that you have to take people out at times in practice. You may have even seen that at times in a competitive period. I learned early on you take some people out into those moments just to see the next player respond. It's a two-minute drill and, okay, Jeremy is out. It's a two-minute drill and you take Wagner out, take the starting center out to create some diversion and adversity in that. So when those times do come, that player's been in those environments as often as you can.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance,
the 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy, or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From the coaching side, it's really important that every player in the room has the responsibility for the game day. You've heard us talk a lot about development, so it would be unfair to say, just for example, because Chick is sitting here, if he was in the running back room, say, okay, the other three are ready, but he'll get there eventually. That would be irresponsible because we're not developing him, not just the skills, but like the football acumen to go. So each player in the game plan, like they're responsible for that for the week, even if they're unlikely to play in that game. You just don't know when the guy gets sick, something happens at a practice, and the next person has to be available. So I think it's important that of the, you know, like we said, we look at this as like a, not a 53 or even a 48 man roster, but, you know, 65, that where it's everybody's, you know, can be into that. And that's why I practice all of the players play, not just on, you know, you've seen the scout teams holding up cards. So I think that's an important piece to this. If you really want a competitive team, the pressure has to be on everyone to deliver. You don't know who could win the game for you. And so you have to put that pressure on them to get that done.
Slowing down Saquon Barkley. For the most part in that first game, you did a good job. Fourth quarter, he broke a couple of long runs. What can you learn from that game of trying to slow down Saquon, and kind of lessons learned for this matchup with Saquon coming to town?
Like a lot of great players, he is at his best and has proven to be in the end of games. And so we have to make sure the fit and the tackling on the fifth run is the same on the 25th run. And you have to be able to just continue to do right longer than them. And they've proven this year that they're exceptional at staying at it. And that takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of work to do it over and over again, because like the great player, it just takes the one. And that's what makes over and over, like the grit of staying in it for each down. That's the key to me.
You talk about discipline. So do you lean on your veteran players to advise the young guys, hey, it's a different game?
Yep. You go back and watch it for sure, Chick. You have to. And you want to point out the things that you liked. And then, you know, when you think about a game like this, when you're in any division game, what do you need to stop doing? What do you need to start doing? And what do you want to do the same? And so things, whether it might have been a scheme or a technique, hey, that's something we're not going to do. This is something we're going to add. And these other things, stay in that. So what do you want to stop doing? What do you need to start doing? And what do you want to do the same? Each division game, there's some new things that neither team has shown. So that will happen. It's not like a rinse and repeat. Here's the game plan. You dust it off and put it up in front of everyone. All teams are changing and things are different and matchups are there. So that's what's kind of part of the fun of the, you know, playing the second time.
Dan, what's unique about Philly's front, particularly Carter and Gavis, in terms of their effectiveness, their ability to get into the backfield and disrupt things?
It's interesting, David. They oftentimes you may have one, you know, on one side that can win, and you can go to Chip there, or somebody that's significant inside that you turn the center slide to. Those are the two main examples. Outside usually helps with tight ends and backs, and inside helps with centers. In this case, they've really got an effective four-man rush. And so that's what makes the challenge more difficult to say, that's a matchup. You can help to one, you can slide to another, but somebody has the hard down. And so that's what makes it the most challenging to me. And so you want to get into some down and distances that don't favor the defense. Okay, I'll put my ears back and going. So when it's the super long, how do I move the pocket so I don't put myself into those spots? But that's why I think the first and second down part of this game, I'm not going to say it as important as third down because that, you know, extends it. But winning on first and second down is a big piece of this. Both teams are aggressive, play on fourth down as well. And so four down football, you know, is alive and well, you know, this weekend here at the stadium. So that's the cool challenge for both offenses and defenses, knowing that, hey, they're willing to go take some risk to stay on the field, to extend drives. And both teams have had effective fourth down, you know, offenses. So that to me is one of the, you know, real keys to this. You better be ready to play four downs.
With John, the initial thought was he was going to be out. He was going to miss the season. When did it start to trend towards he might be able to get back?
Post-surgery to where that started it to say, okay, this is something that, you know, potentially could be there. And then you had to make the next marker. He went up to Manhattan on a checkup. And so once he was able, I would say maybe just a few weeks ago, say this could be a realistic thing. Seeing the surgeon, seeing that process go, because he looked not like a person that had this surgery. Usually you see, you know, a lot less on one side. And so that, he's built different for sure. But it was within the last month where this, you know, trajectory was taking place. And if he had hit all the markers, then we knew this would have been the window that the docs had advised to say, if he hits all the stuff to lead up into this pressing and moving, that would, you'd have a shot to do that. And so now, like, he just hit the spots, and so we'll continue down that way.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.